No, we surround ourselves with good people. And those individuals will help us to do good. That's Allah being merciful to us if He makes it easy for us to do good. So that, going back to Ar-Rahman, the three meanings of Ar-Rahman, were what? Happening right now. It's extreme, but it's going to eventually finish. It's going to finish. Now, when it finishes, what happens? Why does it finish? How does it finish? It finishes because the world finishes. Once the world is destroyed and there's no more dunya, Rahman is temporary as the dunya is temporary. Rahman is Allah being merciful to us in the dunya. And the qualities of Ar-Rahim is even more extreme than Ar-Rahman, because it's on the pattern of Ismi Mubaligh. Allah is Rahim. Allah is Aziz. Allah is Hakim. That's a specific pattern which shows the highest level of that word. Allah is the most merciful. But it's not happening to us right now. Ar-Rahim, perhaps, is not happening to us right now. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, summarizes all what I just said in one sentence. Right? That's why Hibr al-Ummah, he's the ink part of the Ummah. He says, Ar-Rahmanu fi dunya wa Ar-Rahimu fi al-Akhir. That Allah is Rahman in the dunya, because the dunya is right now. And we need Allah's mercy right now. But as the dunya will end, the quality of Ar-Rahman will finish and Ar-Rahim will start. And Ar-Rahman is dunya in this world. Ibn Abbas is another commentary that he says, Ar-Rahmanu, that Allah is Ar-Rahman for Muslims and non-Muslims. The quality of Ar-Rahman is not just confined to us. A non-Muslim has water to drink because Allah is Ar-Rahman. That lion does not step on his baby cub because Allah is Ar-Rahman. All the mercy that we see all across the world is Allah being Ar-Rahman. This is why non-Muslims in the Mushrikun of Mecca recognize the name of Ar-Rahman. It's why Ar-Rahman comes alone in the Quran, while Ar-Rahim never comes alone. Ar-Rahman comes alone. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ. Entire surah is named after Ar-Rahman. Because even the non-Muslims recognize the name Ar-Rahman. So Allah is Ar-Rahman to everyone. Allah gives everyone based upon Ar-Rahman. Non-Muslims have good lives. They enjoy their families. They enjoy their jobs and their occupations. Because Allah is equally Ar-Rahman to us in the dunya. But now when the Akhirah starts, it kind of changes. And so Allah says in the Quran that Allah is Rahim with His Muslim slaves. That makes sense too, because Allah is Rahim for when? For dunya or Akhirah? Akhirah. And who will Allah have mercy upon in the Akhirah? Man amana, whosoever has already believed. A person is a believer, Allah will show His mercy to them. And Rahim is more extreme than Ar-Rahman. And that reminds us of the hadith where the Prophet says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 100 portions of mercy, and only how many percentage of it is utilized for the world? One percentage. And 99% of it will be utilized for the Akhirah, which makes sense that Allah will be more merciful to us in the Akhirah. And the quality of Ar-Rahim is that it never finishes. It's not happening right now, but it never finishes, just like the Akhirah. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. It's going to continue forever and ever. And Allah's quality of Ar-Rahim will continue forever and ever in the Akhirah. So the quality of Ar-Rahim is specifically for Muslims. And the quality of Ar-Rahman is Allah being merciful to everyone. Why did Allah choose this order? Why did Allah could have said Ar-Rahim wa Ar-Rahman? But Allah chose this order. Because naturally, humans are more worried about what? The now, the present. What's going on now? Forget about next week. That's why we never buy tickets for an event until the day before. We're worried about our now. If I go home tonight and my mother says to me, oh, you know what? Next week, I'm making biryani for you. Right? Next week, what's there for me right now? Right? What do I have tonight? Just give me some food tonight. And then I get some food, I eat. And after I eat, what were you saying about next week? As soon as our now is taken care of, we start worrying about our future. As soon as our checking account is in balance, what do? We open a saving account. As soon as, what do? When you get a Verizon bill or a DTE bill, we just pay that. How much do I have to pay? Right? Even though we maybe have enough to pay the entire bill, but what can I pay right now? Do others also do that, or is it just a Daisy thing? Huh? It's probably just a Daisy thing. Okay. The now is more important to us. What am I getting right now? And as soon as our now is taken care of, what's for the future? So Allah says, I got your now. I'm Ar-Rahman to you right now. I'm taking care of you right now. And don't worry about the future, because I'm also Ar-Rahim. I am also taking care of the future. If Allah just said Ar-Rahman and no Ar-Rahim, it would have been scary. Because Allah is saying, I'm extremely merciful, but it's going to end. And if Allah just said Ar-Rahim and not Ar-Rahman, it would have also been scary. Because Allah is extremely merciful, but is He being merciful to me? Is He really being merciful to me? Now Allah combines both meanings, that I am extremely merciful, and my mercy is being shown to you right now, and it will never finish. It will never finish. That is Allah being Rahman and Ar-Rahim. When is a person saying to me, if I have a flight, for example, at 2 p.m., and my friend is supposed to take me to my flight, I say his name is Uthman. He's supposed to take me to the airport at 12, and he's not there. My brother comes to me and he says, don't worry, Uthman is very reliable. Uthman is very reliable. Don't worry about it. I said, okay, it's very reliable. 12:30, don't worry, he's very reliable. 1 o'clock, he's very reliable. I don't care if he's very reliable. Is he being reliable to me right now? You know, your husband or your wife, they're very kind. But are they being kind to me right now? They can be kind, but when there's something going on, they're probably not as kind. My teacher is very nice, but he's not nice to me right now. So someone can have a dominant quality, but that does not mean that they're always showing it. So Allah is, yes, the dominance of Allah's mercy is extreme. But if I just said Ar-Rahim, that does not mean that Allah is showing it to us right now. It just means Allah is extremely merciful. When I say Ar-Rahman, it means Allah is also being merciful to me right now. Does that make sense? Right? Allah is being merciful to me. I don't care if He's extremely reliable. I don't care if He's extremely merciful. I don't care if she's extremely nice. They're not doing it to me, or they're not showing that quality to me right now. We want our now. And Allah says, I got your now. I'm Ar-Rahman to you. Ar-Rahmanu fid-dunya. I got your now, and don't worry about the future, because I'm taking care of that too. Ar-Rahim.